While March Madness enters into full swing today, there are some troubling statistics about the graduation rates of the teams participating in the tournament. According to the Knight Commission, which strives for success among intercollegiate athletes, they find that 10 of the 64 teams in the NCAA tournament are failing to graduate at least 50% of their players. Of the 10, three are here in California. They're USC, San Diego State, and UC Santa Barbara. For more on all of this, we turn to the KCBS Newsline now, where Amy Perko is standing by. She is the Knight Commission's Executive Director. Thank you for taking the time to talk to us. Are there any hard and fast rules that apply to colleges when it comes to graduation rates of athletes?
Well, the NCAA really has made some progress over the past several years in putting in some new accountability measures. And those measures were put in place really to improve graduation rates that were really far too low. And the Knight Commission in 2001 encouraged the NCAA to put in rules that would basically prohibit teams that were not graduating at least 50% of their players from participating in the NCAA basketball tournament. And since the new rules have gone into place, there have been improvements, but our position is that the bar is still far too low, and there needs to be much greater accountability standards. We've recommended, the Commission's recommended, that they raise the current tournament eligibility standard to a measure that would predict a graduation rate of 50%. So you have to be on track to graduate half your athletes to play in the tournament. And then secondly, to require teams to meet minimal academic standards and to provide financial incentives to them when they do that. There are significant financial rewards that come to the conferences of the teams playing in the tournament. And so we're saying let's not overly, you know, it's fine to give some rewards for winning in the tournament, but let's also recognize that we're here for academics as well, and let's reward the schools that are meeting the minimal academic standards.
I wanted to ask you about NCAA eligibility to play in the tournament or to play overall at these various schools. They just have to have a C average?
Well, you know, the in terms of individual institutional eligibility guidelines, they're obviously they would differ per institution, but there are basic NCAA rules that require athletes to make progress toward a degree. And those types of accountability measures, again, have been put in place over the past 10 years to really improve the graduation rates. And so they do have to, individual eligibility has to be met. And then the NCAA in 2004 put in a system where teams have to show that a certain number of their players will be graduating and are on track to graduate, and that's called an academic progress rate that really measures that from year to year. But a team could fall below a 40% graduation benchmark for three straight years without ever triggering what is the postseason ban. And so, you know, it's good that the NCAA at least has put some penalties in that can be triggered for low graduation rate and not meeting the academic benchmarks. But the commission's position is that, you know, playing for a postseason championship is a privilege, and there are significant financial rewards that accompany that. And those tournament slots should really be reserved for teams that are meeting the minimal academic standards.
All right. Well, we thank you very much. Amy Perko is Executive Director of the Knight Commission.